Well, moving along, we have what is certainly one of the first stereo broadcasts in the San Francisco Bay Area that you were involved in. We come to KGO 1959.
Yeah, it seems amazing to me now that there was stereo capability. Apparently, what they did was simultaneously broadcast on FM and on AM, and people who had both kinds of radios in that day, in those days, could hear the music in stereo. And I think there were only two broadcasts, and the one that we're going to hear tracks from was number two. These were produced by a fellow by the name of Hambone Lee Crosby. And he was a radio personality. He loved this kind of music, and he had jazz shows on some of the smaller regional AM stations for a number of years. He also put bands together, and I played in those, and I think Oxtot was in those, and he pretended to play the string bass. And it turned out...
Who was pretending now?
Lee Crosby. And he had an instrument, and he... He held it up there and plucked away, but one note it didn't make any musical sense at all. It was just, and
he just liked being part of the band on stage.
Yeah, well, he was the leader. He was the MC, and he got the job. So I guess there's some perks that go with getting the gig.
His imaginary bass line.
Exactly. So anyway, that was a little sidelight on him on Lee Crosby.
So this session's got Bill Erickson trumpet, Frank Big Boy Goody on clarinet.
Yes. And that's one reason that I regard this tape as a treasure, because it's well recorded and very little of Frank Big Boy Goody is available. He was a marvelous clarinetist. He was born in New Orleans, I believe, or at least in Louisiana, but spent most of his professional life in Paris and Germany, and spoke with a Parisian accent. He returned to this country in, I don't know, something like 1958.
Okay, we're talking about Frank Big Boy Goody, and you said he came back to the West Coast.
He came back to San Francisco, where he had relatives, I believe, in about 1958, I believe. I should say that Frank Goody is now dead. He died in the 1960s. But he had a distinctive sound and a beautiful sound. It was a great pleasure to be able to work with him. And he actually joined the Bearcats, a later version of the Bearcats, when we lost Bunky Coleman and Bill Napier was not available. And I heard about Frank Goody and went over to meet him. He came to one of our rehearsals, and we were thrilled with his work.
Well, let's hear Big Boy Goody along with Dick Oxtot, Burt Bales on piano, Squire Gersbach string bass, and Bob Osabin on drums.
Dave, I should interrupt mm-hmm. and say that Frank Big Boy, that's in quotes, Goody, had that nickname because he stood almost 7 feet tall.
Wow.
And when I first met him, I knocked on his door. He lived in the Hunters Point District area there. And he stood on a doorstep that was about 6 inches high. And here he's 7 feet high. And I looked up, you know, and he looked down at me and he says, "Big, huh?"
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't a put-down to call him Big Boy Goody.
You also had a word on Bob Osabin, the drummer, on that session.
Right. Bob has worked with a lot of local jazz groups in both trad jazz and swing and mainstream, and worked with Kid Ory. And later on, I had him with still a later version of the Bearcats that worked in North Beach at the Burp Hollow. And he was a wonderful drummer, very clear and a swinging beat. He didn't mess things up with too much playing. It was but very clear and very swingy.
We didn't talk about the Monkey Inn itself, which is where this KGO 1959 broadcast was
no.
from?
No.
No, okay.
No.
We do have some Monkey Inn further here?
Yes, later.
Okay.
Yeah. The broadcast was done remote from Pier 23.
From Pier 23, okay.
With a live audience.
Okay.
The Monkey Inn was in Berkeley, right near the Oakland line on Shattuck Avenue. And it was a place, a hangout for the college crowd. And it, like the Burp Hollow, had sawdust on the floor and beer and wine place. Got pretty rowdy sometimes. And people today will know the location. It no longer exists, but the location is where La Peña Cultural Club is now. And they had jazz there on various nights. We played there in a quartet, the Bill Erickson Quartet, featuring Big Boy Goody and also Ellis Horn at another time and myself. And on Thursday nights for many years. And then they had other groups playing on weekends.